Yes,
literally.
She can't. I'll say something. My name's Mildred Neville. I'm from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, 120 miles north of here. I came down, on Monday I got a ride with someone I had gone to met at a rally in Stevens Point on Thursday. I was down here Friday and Saturday. Friday I could come into the Capitol with no problem. On Saturday the lines were an hour and a half long. When I came back on Monday just to come in for a few hours, I found I couldn't get in. And at that point, I spent 2 hours trying to get in, and then by kind of a fluke, was able to get in when someone came out who could bring in 8 people. I'm not sure who it was. And after I was in here, I realized what's happening, that with the access being restricted to the building, it's too important. These issues are too important for me to be someone who is in here that would leave. And I have a small business. I'm not a union person. I don't have a retirement plan. I'm self-supporting, and I cannot live with myself if I see the misuse of our governmental process that's taking place here and being called democracy. It is not the way this is being handled. The knowledge of what was in that bill, that the budget repair bill, if that had been widespread or even mentioned when the governor was seeking election, he would not have been elected. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I've spoken with many people. I did not vote for him, but I've spoken with people who did vote for him, who, if they had had any idea he was going to put in this bill what he's done, that they would never have voted for him. I believe this is a time, because of the history of Wisconsin and the importance. It's with me, it's not, I mean, there's so much more than unions. There's a woman here who will lose her health care if this repair bill is passed. She's in stage 4 cancer. She won't be able to continue her chemotherapy. She will die. She told me this morning that she will carve a gravestone, have it carved for herself, that says, this is paraphrasing, I was murdered by the policy, by Scott Walker, through his policy in the repair bill. That's not exactly her words, but it's to that effect. And I believe she's right, that will be the cause of her death if she isn't able to continue the chemotherapy. There comes a time when you have to say, what's happening here is so wrong that you just have to go somewhere and stand there. It's wrong. And standing there and saying it, being witness to it, and not walking away, not just saying, oh, the little people lost again. The money makes it. We've got to somehow find a way to deal with each other civilly, to get over our splits along party lines, to look at the issues that are facing us, in our communities, in our states, in our country, in our world, and find some way to come together to work to solve our problems so that everybody can live a decent life. It's not about, living shouldn't be about competing. Living shouldn't be about getting the most you have. Living should be, my belief is, sharing what's there, preserving it for our children, and living together on this planet. And taking care of the planet along with it. But the point comes where if a government is not serving its people, you've got to say no and stand there.
Do you think that Governor Walker represents the larger point of view of the Republican Party?
I don't want to say anything about the larger point of view of the Republican Party.
Or
I mean,
his view is shared by the Republican Party? Or is he acting as a...
rogue Republican?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think I don't want to do any characterization of Republicans. You know, I think they're fine people in both parties. I think that actions that have been taken, many of them by elected officials who are Republican, don't serve the common good, that they serve corporate interests more. But I also believe, and I'm not characterizing Republicans that way.
So this may not even serve the interest of many people who affiliate with the values that they believe to be the Republican Party's values and conservative values.
Well, I think that a lot of the people who, because we've gotten so partisan, that you hear things over and over and you think they're true. And if you don't have life experiences that take you where you can see for yourself and learn for yourself and then form your own opinion independently, I think that there are people who have heartfelt beliefs that if they could, my opinion is, if they fully understand where their voting leads them, it isn't where they want to go. But I don't think they realize it.
Many of the Republican officials who supported this bill have been misled in the real effects of it?
I wouldn't say that people have been... I mean, by the time you get to elected officials, I should hope not. Yeah, that, you know, that they know more about what they're doing. But when a bill comes in with something like 4 or 5 days, very short time from the time it's made public until it's supposed to be passed, there's no time for anybody. I think it was 116 pages or something. I'm not sure. And if you go online and try to read it, without being able to refer back to other documents, you can't even read it and understand it because something is struck through and a word changed here and a word changed there. If you don't have the other document, you can't even have the document itself and read it and understand it. The senators who left the state, I think they did the most honorable, courageous, best thing they could do to serve democracy, to remove themselves, because that is the one thing that stopped the vote before word is out about what is really in that bill. And I believe our government should operate in a way that people get to see, understand what they're voting on, and then do it deliberately, not just rubber stamping along party lines.
Are you proud to be a Wisconsinite and part of the masses of people who've taken time away from their lives, their commitments to come out and be citizens instead of just consumers?
Well, I guess I'd have to say, what do you think? You know, am I proud to be doing what I'm doing? You know, I've got one life to live, and I'm living it to the best I can. I'm 66. I might have my next birthday here if it goes on a little bit longer. I may be 67 in the rotunda.
Memorable birthday.
And, you know, I'm not, in the big scheme of things, I don't have that many more years here, and I care about what happens in this country. And I care about what's happening in the world. We're all so linked together now that we have to care about every single person and their well-being, and we have to find ways to work together so everyone can share blessings of healthy life, good working conditions, freedom of speech, all of the things that I think are critical to our surviving as a planet.